Blog Talk Radio.
Steps to Christ. Chapter 1. God's Love for Man. Nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all His creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, "The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing." Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. God made man perfectly holy and happy, and the fair earth, as it came from the Creator's hand, bore no blight of decay or shadow of the curse. It is transgression of God's law, the law of love, that has brought woe and death. Yet, even amid the suffering that results from sin, God's love is revealed. It is written that God cursed the ground for man's sake, Genesis 3:17, the thorn and the thistle, the difficulties and trials that make his life one of toil and care, were appointed for his good as a part of the training needful in God's plan for his uplifting from the ruin and degradation that sin has wrought. The world, though fallen, is not all sorrow and misery. In nature itself are messages of hope and comfort. There are flowers upon the thistles, and the thorns are covered with roses. God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass. The lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs, the delicately tinted flowers in their perfection perfuming the air, the lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green, all testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God and to His desire to make His children happy. The Word of God reveals His character. He himself has declared his infinite love and pity. When Moses prayed, "Show me thy glory," the Lord answered, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee." Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 and 19. This is his glory. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin." Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. "He is slow to anger, and of great kindness, because he delighteth in mercy." Jonah chapter 4, verse 2. Micah chapter 7, verse 18. God has bound our hearts to him by unnumbered tokens in heaven and in earth. Through the things of nature and the deepest and tenderest earthly ties that human hearts can know, he has sought to reveal himself to us. Yet these but imperfectly represent his love. Though all these evidences have been given, the enemy of good blinded the minds of men so that they looked upon God with fear. They thought of him as severe and unforgiving. Satan led men to conceive of God as a being whose chief attribute is stern justice, one who is a severe judge, a harsh, exacting creditor. He pictured the Creator as a being who is watching with jealous eye to discern the errors and mistakes of men, that he may visit judgments upon them. It was to remove this dark shadow, by revealing to the world the infinite love of God, that Jesus came to live among men. The Son of God came from heaven to make manifest the Father. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1, verse 18. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. When one of the disciples made the request, "Show us the Father," Jesus answered, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" John chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. In describing his earthly mission, Jesus said, "The Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This was his work. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. There were whole villages where there was not a moan of sickness in any house, for he had passed through them and healed all their sick. His work gave evidence of his divine anointing. Love, mercy, and compassion were revealed in every act of his life. His heart went out in tender sympathy to the children of men. He took man's nature that he might reach man's wants. The poorest and humblest were not afraid to approach him. Even the little children were attracted to him. They loved to climb upon his knees and gaze into the pensive face, benignant with love. Jesus did not suppress one word of truth, but he uttered it always in love. He exercised the greatest tact and thoughtful, kind attention in his intercourse with people. He was never rude, never needlessly spoke a severe word, never gave needless pain to a sensitive soul. He did not censure human weakness. He spoke the truth, but always in love. He denounced hypocrisy, unbelief, and iniquity, but tears were in his voice as he uttered his scathing rebukes. He wept over Jerusalem, the city he loved, which refused to receive him, the way, the truth, and the life. They had rejected him, the Savior, but he regarded them with pitying tenderness. His life was one of self-denial and thoughtful care for others. Every soul was precious in his eyes, while he ever bore himself.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be Jesus than anything that this world affords. today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than that this world affords today, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in Jesus than anything that this world affords today.
Amen, amen. Oh, give God thanks for the songs and the praise that he allowed so many people to sing. Oh, Father, we come to give you thanks on this evening. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, Father, for waking us up this morning. Lord, as I woke up early this morning, I said to myself, Lord, help me to get the things done today early, so I can be ready for the prayer line. Father, I just want to thank you, and you worked it out that I can be here while my brothers and sisters come on the line and ready to give and share their testimony. Heavenly Father, as I lift them up to you, Father, I pray, Father, that each and everyone have something on their heart that they may share the goodness of what you have done for us throughout this week. Oh, Father, we are so grateful for this prayer line, that we can come and that we can fellowship one with another. As we hear, Lord, Father, most of all, we call upon you, Lord, to send your Holy Spirit upon us tonight, that we're going to give you glory and honor. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for safe traveling mercy, Lord. We thank you for the blessing to see this, for the word that we will hear tonight, and all the praise and the singing that God gives the glory. Heavenly Father, thank you and praise your holy name. Oh, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love my brothers and sisters. Lord, may they too come to the prayer line to show forth love for one another. And Father, we give you thanks for each and every one, because we don't have that just in us. It's the love of God. The Bible says God is love. And he said if he is love, we ought to love one another also. So thank you, Father, for your gift that you have given to us, your word. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, whom you give to the world, for the remissions of our sins. Thank you, Father, in the name of our Savior. Once again, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. Bless this prayer line. Keep us, Lord. Let us praise you tonight. Glory, hallelujah. And brothers and sisters, I will read from the prophecy on the, just give me a second, and I will be opening your line that you can share. Here we have last day events, as if each day might be our last. We should watch and work and pray as though this were the last day that would be granted us. Testimony for the church. Our only safety is doing our work for each day as it comes, working, watching, and waiting every moment, relying on the strength of him who was dead and who is alive again, who lives forevermore. That's letter 66, 1894. And also, each morning, consecrate yourselves and your children to God for that day. Make no calculation for the month of years. These are not yours. One brief day is given you as if it were your last on earth. Work doing its hours for the master. Lay all your plans before God to be carried out or given up as his providence shall indicate. Testimony for the church, 744-1902. And I just want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for coming on to share and also to come to the prayer line. You know, it's a blessing to have my brothers and sisters to come each and every week to come on this prayer line to share their testimonies and share the songs, even to come to lift up prayers for neighbors, friends, for whoever needs, even our family. So we give God thanks. So now, brothers and sisters, we asking that you would press 1 and we can begin opening your line. And I'm so grateful tonight. The night is a night that our brother will bring us some special, he's going to bring us some special information tonight. I will say about entrepreneurship, and he's going to be teaching how to gain or get the best and the most what God has given to us. So let us press, let us open the first line. We're asking you to please press 1 and your line can be open. Now we open the line for 518-744. Your line is open and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick from Port Ann, New York, and praising the Lord for another day, Sister. I just got back from visiting my parents, about a 4-hour drive, and we got back just a short time ago, trying to get prepared to come on the prayer line. And, oh, God is good. He is taking care of us, each one of us, and, you know, he's been taking care of my parents, and my mom and dad are getting older. My dad Bob will be 86 here in another month, and he is not doing so well. His mind is starting to wander a little bit, and he's still able to do things, but my mom is worried about him. And, you know, it's good to see them this weekend. We spent the Sabbath with them. It's always a blessed time. I'm just thanking the Lord for good parents through my life. I mean, many people haven't had that, and I was blessed with good parents, and so I'm thanking the Lord for that. And, oh, sister, that song you just played there, that was just amazing. I'd rather have Jesus. And just thinking about that, we need to think about that more. We need to focus on that more. We need to continue to bless his name. And tell everyone that we'd rather have Jesus than anything, because the things of this world are so empty and worthless. And, you know, there's a little bit of pleasure in sin, but it fades, and then we're left with only emptiness. And when we have Jesus, We have everything, and it's just amazing to hear that song and just to contemplate that song and read the scripture as you're contemplating that song. It's just a beautiful thing. So I'm thanking the Lord for that, sister, for music that God has given many people the talent of singing and playing music, which I don't have that special talent. I can sing in church and, with a group, but singing solo is not my gift, but I just do appreciate so much that, and just keeping all my brothers and sisters in prayer from the prayer line. Just want you to keep me in prayer and my family. I heard from Ashley. She actually messaged me this yesterday, Sabbath, and told me happy Sabbath, so I was very thankful for that. She is thinking about that anyway, and the Lord will continue to work with her, and the prayers that we have sent up and that all my brothers and sisters have sent up are working, and I know that, and I've been praying for Brother Taiwan, and also your son, Sister Viola, and just keeping them in my prayers, just saying, oh, Lord, save those beautiful young people. They have so much life and so much promise, and he can use that, and he will use that. So let's continue to keep them in prayer, and please keep me in prayer, too, Sister. Praise the Lord now for his goodness, his graciousness, and his love, and I had a verse here, but I am actually up in the attic of my house at the moment, so I don't have it right with me. So I will maybe wait till later for that. And so just thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line, and just bless all the brothers and sisters for coming on, for listening, for praying, for sharing. God bless each one of you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. And yes, as I was playing that song speaks to the heart.
Amen.
Rather have Jesus in silver and gold and all the things of the world. It's nothing, Brother Rick, as you
amen.
Were saying. When I was thinking about the situation with so many people, and how they lead this world, Brother Rick. And they don't know, they don't understand to have Jesus and to just seek him and concentrate and focus and get their life before they commit suicide. Brother Rick, all we can say is, Lord, help that next person. Don't let them think about this before they do this. It's so many people. So I just want to thank God, as you just said, as you listen to that song and read scriptures and know how powerful to have Jesus in our life. You wouldn't do such thing. You wouldn't do it. But, but when they don't have him, ain't no telling what's going to happen. So I just want to thank you, Brother Rick, and we're going to lift you up in prayer and keep your, and especially, we're going to just lift you up in prayer. You say you're in the attic. Let us pray for you now. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, just to lift up Brother Rick in prayer once again, Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for such faithful and a man that love you. And not only that, Lord, he tried to share your word with so many people. He lifting up my children. He lifting up his prayer, Lord, Father. He has a love and a heart for the youth, Lord, because he has a daughter himself. He has children himself. So, Heavenly Father, we ask him that you would please hear his prayer. Have mercy upon him and his household. Help him, Lord, to be strengthened. lead and guide him, Lord Father. We're asking you to provide for him. Give him safety, Lord, as he climbing up and down the ladders and the roofs and all over the place. Lord Father, we ask you because we know that our Savior was a carpenter. He was one that did these things. And Lord, you have provided Brother Rick a job and his entrepreneurship. Lord, we ask that you would lead him, guide him, and Lord, keep him, Father, while he do all his work providing for his family. And Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you because Brother Rick support this prayer line. He support Advent Light Ministry. He support sisters and brothers. He do a wonderful work, Lord, wherever he can. So, and we also pray for his mother and father. Lord, they may be weak right now, but you done blessed them above their age. They're 80 plus. So, God, we are giving you thanks. And I know Brother Rick is so happy to see his parents live so long. It is truly a blessing. So keep them, Lord. And, Lord, as they are striving, as they could, continue to be in this world, we ask that you would be with them, Lord. Give them strength that they need. And let them trust you, Father, because all health, all strength, everything is in you, Jesus. So we thank you for answering prayers. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. I just love to hear when our elders done turn 80 plus. I'm telling you, what a blessing. So we're going to go to the next caller. So once again, Brother Rick, we thank you for coming on and sharing, and especially just giving us that good news about your parents. Amen. So we're going to open the next line. That is 272-770. Your line is open. Amen.
Amen.
You can give us
praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Sister. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Leola. It's Sister Tynico calling from Pennsylvania. Thank you so much. I just want to give the Lord all praise and all honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. I exalt the Lord at all times, and I praise his great and holy name. May his name always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord, and let the afflicted hear and rejoice and glorify the Lord with me. Let us all rejoice and give the Lord praise and honor and glory. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. Praise be to the Lord, who has not rejected our prayers or withheld his love from any of us. Amen. So I just have a song I'd like to sing for my beautiful brothers and sisters on the prayer line. Amen. Wonderful words of life. Amen.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the blessed one gives to all, wonderful words of life. Sinners to the love and call, wonderful words of life. All so freely giving, wooing us to the heavens. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. All for pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Amen. I have one verse I'd like to read in the Bible here, taken from Psalms chapter 67, verse 1 through 7. Amen. Be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. And I just want to give a prayer request. I'd like to lift up all my beloved brothers and sisters on this prayer line this evening. And I'd like to lift up Brother Rick and his family, praying for his wife and his mom and dad as well, as he mentioned on the line, and his daughter Ashley. Praying for each and every one of them. I'd like to lift them up in prayer. And Sister Eva, I'd like to lift her up in prayer and her family as well. And I'd like to lift up Sister Daisy in prayer and her family, her children. And she's now still in the hospital, so I'd like to lift her up in healing prayer. And I'd like to lift up Brother Eli, Sister Stephanie, and her children, and Sister Powell and Alex Nation. I'm lifting up your family as well, Sister Leola, and your precious children as well. So God bless you, and just lifting up the whole nation and everyone around the world. So God bless you. Amen. Amen. Thank you for opening my line. God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love you.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for the song, Wonderful Words of Life. Indeed it is. So we want to thank Sister Tamiko for her song and a scripture reading. And we're going to keep those prayers before God. And by God's grace, he hears and he answers according to his will. Praise God. Did Brother Rick press one again? Brother Rick, let me open Sister Carla line. Because I think, okay, brothers and sisters, I'm open Sister Carla line first. And Sister Carla, I know you don't mind. Let me go back to Brother Rick. Let me see. Brothers and sisters, he may be something serious. So, Brother Rick, your line is open.
You had pressed thank one. You, Sister. Yes, no, actually, right in the middle of, after I got done talking, Sister, the phone call dropped, so I called back in, and we were still talking. I pressed one again just to make sure that I could be reached, and that was what that was about. So. I do thank you, and yes, I was just looking for my verse here, and if you can give me just a moment, yes.
Amen.
Yes. Well, I read this one here just last week, I believe I read this, but I just wanted to read this again because this is just so. So precious here, sister, this is Philippians 2, verses 1 and 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, that in the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And that's, sister, when I read that, I think of the prayer line. The Lord has asked us to be like-minded, of one mind, to have mercy and grace towards each other. when I'm listening to the prayer line, I hear that, I see that, I feel that, and Christ is being lifted up. So I'm just praising Him for that. So thank you for opening my line again, and I will get off to the Sister Carla can see. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Rick, for sharing that. I'm in agreement that because when the Bible says they were all on one accord in the upper room, and what happened? They all began to speak in unknown tongues. And who heard them? All people around the area heard. And 3,000 of them were saved. God, and that's what God shows us. When we come on one accord, we don't know what could happen because the Holy Spirit be moving in. He would do things, and even it can happen here, that if someone on this prayer line that in another language or God want them to understand, because tongues is a language by God's grace. People don't know that, don't understand it, but praise God. He give it to us clear. So I just want to thank you, Brother Rick, for sharing that with us. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to go to the next caller, 423-635. Your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen. Sister Carla, I know you're probably on mute. You're probably away. You're always busy. You're probably away from your phone. Okay, she dropped the call. You know, sometimes her calls drop, so... Next thing I know, yeah, she did drop, so she's going to call back. So we're going to go to the next caller. Just keep Sister Carla in prayer. We're going to 985-232. Okay, there she is. Sister Carla, I will open your line as soon as 985 speak. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Homer, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I just want to thank Him for His love. And I would like to read a devotion prayer. It went off. I'm waiting on it to come in. While I'm waiting, I just want to, it's coming up right in my head. Okay. You have made us your witness, Lord, that you are God. Our actions and our words are witness to be to our action and our words are a witness to the world. Let them be filled with wisdom and love. Help us to know how to speak a word in season and how to speak the truth and love to others. Amen. I just want to thank God again for his wisdom, his love for us, and giving us everything to go out and speak to the world, and the wisdom and the love to speak and the season. We just want to thank Him for everything. And we just want to thank Him for a blessed day and a peaceful Sabbath, because I love it. And I'll be trying to clear the day so no one come through. And grandchildren is speaking so I can have a peaceful day. And thank God for it. And I just think, not yet. And I just thank God for everything. I just have some company come in. So I just hurry up and speak, just ask for prayer for my family and the Advent Life family, and pray for each and every one of us, and pray for the sick, the homeless, all of the Reed family and those that's strayed or whatever may be going through. And pray for Sister Fowler in Jamaica and all her family she's taking care of. And God bless everyone else and all speakers. Amen.
Amen. Brother John coming?
No, not today.
Oh, okay then. All right. Well, thank you, Sister Brenda. And God bless. And that hoping the, you're going to have the line on. And by God's grace, I hope the company will be able to listen and get to understand what we're going to be talking about. Because, yes, I thank God for what, that scripture that you read, you know. And I myself, God been teaching me a long time ago how to speak and how things to say. I'm grateful and I'm humble as God want me to do his will. So I'm thanking you for bringing that scripture to us, because we have to speak to one another in love, and that's because God is love. John, I heard him in the background, and may you all be blessed while you listen to this message that we have today. And I hope then that you all be blessed by listening to it. Amen. So thank you once again. And I'll just be there to listen, because it's going to be a very good message for all of us tonight. Amen. So we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to open the line for 423-635, because Sister Carla had dropped and she had dialed
Amen.
Back within a... Amen. Okay.
Yes. Hi. Good evening. Yes. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Leola. Good evening, everyone. God is good. He's truly worthy to be praised. I was driving. I pulled over because the reception as I get closer to home is not good. But I just want to give God thanks and praise. I went to Alabama to take a gardening class, and it was powerful. It was really good. Show you the spiritual and the physical work of garden. Sometimes you think it's just, you know, you dig a hole and you put in the plant, but it's more than that. It's teaching you how to garden without buying these soil, and how to make your own soil, and how to make rich and beautiful soil, and how to plant, you know, do a raised bed that's going to last. So, again, it was beautiful, the Sabbath. I went to, amen, Elder Richardson, and God is just blessing them. They're opening up a church, you know, there. And it was so powerful. The message was on point. You can't hear these messages at the regular churches. These message teaching and studying is powerful, and it's just a blessing. And we know God's plan for Israel is that every family had a home on the land with sufficient ground for tilling, with suffice grounds for tilling. We know that's God's plan. Thus was provided both the means and the incentive for a useful, industrial, self-supporting life. And no device of human has ever improved upon that plan. What God planned for us is better than anyone can improve upon. It said, to the world's departure from it, it is owing to a large degree the poverty and the wretchedness that exists today. Again, no devising of man has ever improved upon that plan that God has, his perfect plan. And I just want to read another from Last Day Event, chapter 6. It says, a spirit of service and self-sacrifice. Long has God waited for the spirit of service to take possession of the world church so that everyone should be working for him according to his ability. When the members of the church of God do their appointed work in the neediest fields at home, amen, that our first work should be at home and abroad in the fulfillment of the gospel commission, the whole world will soon be won, and the Lord Jesus will return to his to this earth with power and great, and that was page 111. Also, Christ committed to his followers an individual work, a work that cannot be done by proxy, ministry to the sick and the poor. The giving of the gospel to the lost is not to be left to committee or organized charity. Individual responsibility, individual effort, personal sacrifice is the requirement of the gospel. And this is taken from Ministry of Healing 147. And we see in the last days that we're going to have to do a lot of ministering to people, both physically and spiritually. And God wants us to be prepared for that, and we ought to be preparing first our home. You know, ourself has to be prepared for those that will be sick because of disobedience. I mean, you can't say no differently, because of disobedience. As I was looking at a video about the latest reset, and all these doctors saying how they've been so tricked into this vaccine thing, and the Holy Spirit just put it in my heart that when people sign whatever they sign to take the inoculation or the experimental poison, I'm sorry, I have to be real, they actually sign their death certificate, and the Holy Spirit just dropped that in my spirit. I'm like, wow. So people just sign their death certificate unknowing. So may the Lord have mercy. May they repent. May we get ready to help them, those that's going to be sick and needing our help, and point them to the Savior, the great physician, Jesus. Thank you again, Sister Leola. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Well, for one thing, we just have to research. And what we didn't know, for one thing, God don't lay it at your charge. But when we do know, then it become more serious. So I'm just thankful to God's word that, brothers and sisters, we got to learn, we got to study, we got to ask questions before we do anything. And by God's grace, you know, the enemy wants to kill everyone. So my brothers and sisters, we just thank you for coming on the prayer line and learning more. God is able to keep those. He's able to keep you. So you put your trust, now that people done what they have to do, put your trust in him and let him and let the Lord be your guide. Because I'm telling you, these things what Sister Carla is talking about, it is a known fact, is what people, they trying to take so many out of this world for the purpose they say we overpopulated. So brothers and sisters, we're not going to linger on that, because we don't want to have nobody in fear. But we want you to understand, don't keep taking things that going to hurt you. Amen. So I just want to thank God for the blessing of the prayer line. And if we don't teach one another, well, then are we, how God's word going to be manifest? God said that we have to teach one another. So I'm thankful. Thank you, Sister Carla, for sharing that with us. And I am grateful to hear all the good news what God gives to us. Amen. So now we're going to go to the next caller, as we have one more. Then press one. By God's grace, we're going to open your line. Amen. 857. 505, your line is open.
Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. Hello, Sister Miola, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because he is good. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Miola, I have a few prayer requests. Sister Miola, My prayer request is to me always to pray for my mom, lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, do not forget to lift up my mom, lift me up in prayer. I need a lot of prayer. And Sister Miola, please do not forget to lift up Brother Javel too, that the Lord will make him to go to a Jamaican church on Seventh-day Adventist. Please lift up Brother Javel in prayer, that the Lord will baptize him. And pray, Sister Miola, for Brother Javel because he needs Jesus Christ in his life. And Sister Miola, he used to come on the prayer line, Sister Miola, Brother Javel used to come on the prayer line. He used to come share. So please lift him up in prayer, Sister Miola, that Brother Javel will learn. He will learn their experience with the Lord, and he will have relationship with Jesus Christ, and he will get baptized in the name of the Lord. Pray for Brother Javel too, that he will get he will be Seventh-day Adventist, Sister Miola, and pray for him that he will go to a Jamaican church on Seventh-day Adventist. And do not forget to pray for Sister Anna Kay. Sister Miola, let me spell his name for you. J-A-V-E-L. So please lift him up in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, he might be on the line, but Sister Miola, so please lift him up in prayer at the moment, because Sister Miola, the enemy's like a roaring lion trying to attack him, but in the name of Jesus, the enemy cannot attack him in the name of Jesus, because there is a mighty God. There is a God who will break every chain, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, just like Sister Tamiko say, there is a God who will break every chain. There is a God. There is a God who will deliver him from darkness. So may God bless you all on the prayer line. Thank you, brothers and sisters. May God bless you all. And Sister Miola, I'm praying for your family too. I'm praying for Sister Tamiko's family. I'm lifting up Sister Keisha in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Dorothy in prayer. And may God bless you all in the prayer line. And Sister Tamiko, may God bless you, my dear sister. May God bless you with your ministry, my dear sister. Continue to preach to people out there who need the Lord, Sister Tamiko. Continue to preach the gospel, my dear sister. May God bless you with your ministry, because Sister Tamiko, God will bless you, my dear sister. God bless you. And thank you, Sister Tamiko, for praying for me. Continue to pray for my family members. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for coming on to share and lifting up the prayers and even bringing requests for his friends, and that's what the prayer line is all about. So we thank Brother Eli, brothers and sisters, because he always comes and asks for prayers for neighbors, friends, and family. And that's what the prayer line is all about. So, Brother Eli, your prayers will be lifted up at the hour of prayer. Amen. So we have another has pressed 1. We're going to open the line for 631-552. We open in your line, and you can give us your name and where you call it from. Amen.
Yeah, blessing good night, Sister Leola. Blessing good night, all brothers and sisters on the line. I want to thank each and everyone. Especially the team of Sister Leola and Sister Paolo, Sister Tamika, Sister Caller, and Brother Eli that has been constantly keeping me in prayer. I appreciate it. And I want to thank God for always allowing me to go through everything so that I can put my trust and my confidence totally in his care. God has been working things out step by step. I want to thank him for that. And he just give me the opportunity to just humble myself and to allow his will to be done in my life. And I'm thanking for that. I want to share a quote that I read. J. few days ago from the book prior. And it's chapter 3 of the book prior. God hears our prayer. And the topic is God hears the prayer of the humble. It says, "Our Heavenly Father waits to bestow upon us the fullness of His blessing. It is our privilege to drink largely at the fountain of boundless love. What a wonder it is that we pray so little. God is ready and willing to hear the sincere prayer of the humblest of His children. And yet there is much manifest reluctance on our part to make known our wants to God. What can the angels of heaven think of poor helpless human beings who are subject to temptations when God's heart of infinite love yearns toward them, ready to give them more than they can ask or think, and yet they pray so little and have so little faith? The angels love to bow before God. They love to hear Him. They regard communion with God as the highest joy. Children of earth who need so much the help that God only can give, seem satisfied to walk without the light of His Spirit, the companionship of His presence." Now, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. It's one of the texts that I always read and always keep me in through everything that I'm going through. "Thou will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." It's one of the texts that I always refer to for comfort in any time I'm going through any situation, and even when I'm not going through a situation, to always keep me reminded about the love of God for me. In Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah chapter verse 5, it says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto all nations." And then it says in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 5, Jeremiah 31, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3, it says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, and saying, Yea, I love thee with everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." So the love that God has for us is eternal. Whether people may accept Him or reject Him, the love of God for humanity is eternal. But that love comes with a choice. You either accept or you resist. And that's our choice. But God's love never diminishes. The Bible says in 1 John 4, verse 8, "For he that knoweth not God knoweth love, knoweth not love, for God is love." Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening up my line. Thank you all for your prayers. And God is working things out and in His time.
Amen. 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 I know He is my son. I know for one thing that God has truly walked you through a lot of things. And it's nothing but the grace of God to bless and give His children good gifts. God said it. And He's not a man that He should lie. He said it and He will do it. And what He started, He will finish. So I know, as the song says, trust in the Lord and He will make a way. Somehow He will make a way. God is so good. Oh, yes, He is. I know. Because I'm going to tell you, my sisters and brothers, I didn't share my little testimony, but I've been really, really busy trying to find me a cheap car. I've been looking for a car for $3,000, $4,000, but in good working condition, at least somewhat clean. But let me tell you something, you can't find nothing like that today. Because the cars you're looking for, the cars is anywhere between above $3,000 And let me tell you, they are not worth. They are not even worth $1,000 or $500. But people wanting $6,000, $7,000, and $8,000 for them. And so I decided, I'm like, nope, I cannot afford to put that kind of money in an old car. And then what's going to happen? I'm going to have to put a lot more money into it to fix it. So my husband said, no, not going to be left on the highway. So as I've been waiting to order a car, because when I went to get one that's better, sisters and brothers, we got to watch it. Because you go out there spending your money on cars, all the people are cheating you. And you see it on the news all the time. Be careful. I wanted to get a nice used car. Don't you know what they are asking for 2015, anywhere 2015, even 13? You paying more money for the used cars than what you would a new car. So I decided that nope, because I'm going to tell you what, you're going to end up bringing it to the shop. You're going to end up having to get work done on it anyway. I done been there. So the Lord bless. Finally, I was able to order me a car. And yes, I'm going to have a note, but guess what? I won't be broke down. I brought that Honda brand new, and 5 years I've had that car going on. No, I had the car going on. I had the car 6 years, going on 7 years, and I never had to do no work other than maintenance, changing the oil, and one time I changed the transmission oil. You know, you have to change that every so often. So be careful what you get into, because people are just want to take your money. So I'm so grateful that the Lord blessed me that I got my car ordered, and now I'm waiting for it to build. So I'm grateful. I've been waiting, and I walk. I have to walk everywhere I need to go. I walk to Walmart. I was so tired coming back. So Sunday, I was on the phone with my sister Brenda, and at the time I was coming back, my friend, I let him ride his bike, and because he couldn't walk like as fast as I can walk, so he rode his bike. But on his way coming back, he was trying to pick his bike up over the railroad track, and he caught a seizure. Looked like he was having a heart attack. And I told him, I said, no, don't try to do your bike. Let the boys get it. And he was just trying to pull it up there. And all of a sudden, he starts shaking, and he starts having that seizure. And I said, please, please, don't let him fall. Don't let him fall, because the last time he failed, he ate up his tongue. And when the ambulance and everyone got there, they said, oh, good. I kept him on his side. He wasn't on his back, on his face, or laying face, because he was head and face down. So, sisters and brothers, I'm telling you, God speak to you. And I was praying for him. I said, Lord, please don't let him pass, or don't let him be unconscious, but let him stay conscious. And he was, and he finally came through while the ambulance was there, but he's fuzzy and didn't know himself and didn't know nothing. So by God's grace, God kept him alive, and I just thank God for that. You never know what's going to happen, but like I say, it was kind of hot that day, and we were walking. So my husband, I'm not going to be walking that distance no more, because I don't want to have no problem walking or being caught like that. So I'm grateful the Lord spared our lives. Amen. So I'm going to open the next call. I just wanted to share that with brothers and sisters that my friend had gone through a serious, you know, he could have had a heart attack or anything, but God saved him. He needed some medicine for seizures. So it was a blessing he came through. So if there's anyone else like to share, So we want to thank Brother O'Neill for sharing his blessing, how he's been blessed as we all pray for one another on this prayer line. And truly, brothers and sisters, how many people on this prayer line know that you have been blessed because prayer has been going through? Many of us can raise our hand, because I know some blessings have come through for me over the years since I've been on this prayer line, and I am grateful to God for it. So, yes, as we pray, we're going to be praying in just a few minutes because it's time to pray. Is there anyone else would like to share? Press 1 so I can open your line and you can share, and you can just ask for a prayer request for family or friends. But if not, but we wait, we give you a few seconds to press 1 if you like to offer, if you like to request prayer. But if you don't, we do unspoken requests, okay? Amen. So let me open this line, 870-676. Your line is open. And you can give us your name and where you're calling from.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is your brother Bernard Lewis from Arkansas. It's
Praise
been
God.
A while. I know it's you haven't heard from me. I've been coming back from the dead, from the desert, in other words. It's been a long time. I want to give God thanks and praise because I was in a terrible accident about 2 months ago, and my shoulder was really torn up, and I was like, oh, Lord, I don't know if I'm going to get my shoulder back, and it's been a blessing. The Lord has been blessing me. I got full motion, well, about 75 to 80% motion now, but God is good all the time, and he's restoring my health. And spiritually, I've been down. I've been going through a real heavy load lately, and you know what? The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord at all times and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And, you know, experiencing what I experienced with close family, friends, business partners, I won't get into the full detail, but you know, God is always there, and sometimes we go through trials so that he can teach us and show us what's still in our characters that we need to bring to him so that he can remedy it for us. You know, we still are a work in progress, and, you know, the Lord is still there. You know, we can't go on feelings and emotions because that will lead us astray, but if we trust in his word and take him at mm-hmm. his word, we know that his word will come to pass. And by faith, because the Bible says in Romans 1:16-17, the just shall live by faith. And that faith is the word of God. Thank you so much. It's been a while. I miss you all. I really do. God bless you all. I got a new number now, so that's the new number, 870-676-9224. If you guys want to call me or contact me, you may do so.
Amen. Hold on, Brother
God bless
Bernard.
You.
We want to let you know you have definitely been in our prayers. We have never stopped praying for you. We never stopped. We've been lifting you up in prayer. Even this week, we've been lifting you up
Praise
in prayer, my brother.
Praise the Lord.
And you know, as this prayer line, we are family. My sister Brenda always says, we are family. And yes, we are family. You know, we have come together. And the Bible says, united we stand, and divided we fall. So we got to stand. We got to stand, brothers
That's
and
right.
sisters, and we got to
That's
always
right. That's right.
remember them that if they're not on here, you know we pray for those. By God's grace, we still pray. And, brother, as we are going into prayer, we're going to ask you to lift up a few prayers because, you know what, there's some of everybody going through something, you know.
Amen.
And for you to, I didn't know, I believe I heard, I don't know if Sister Carla has said, and I'm sorry for not contacting, but I've been so much in trying to find me a car. And because, you know, I'm walking where I have to go, and you know, but
right.
it's okay, getting some exercise. But still, you know,
the thing, someplace I can't go. I got to pay this. I got to rent a car. But by God's grace, you know, it's getting a little bit stressful because I'm spending out and I just can't replace it for the car that I need. So by God's grace, you know, we've been praying and lifting up all our brothers and sisters because we all are having some struggle or another. So I'm going to ask you for a request to pray. I'm asking you to lift up a few people because we just, Brother Akeem will be on in about another 10 minutes. So I'm asking you to lift up a couple in prayer. If you can lift up Brother Rick in prayer, if you can lift up Brother Rick and Sister Carla in prayer for me, and also lift up Brother O'Neill. And I'm giving you the people that you remember, that you know. You lift them up in prayer, and then I'm going to give someone else to lift up others in prayer. So lift up Brother Rick, asking prayer for his mother and his family, his daughter Ashley and his wife. So lift them up in prayer for us, and Brother O'Neill and Sister Carla, lift them up in prayer, and we're going to lift, someone else going to lift you up in prayer. Amen? Okay, you can go ahead.
Amen. I just want to really thank my sister and their friend who always send me texts to come on the prayer line. And, you know, I've been struggling to come on, and Sister Tamiko, she has really been sending those texts out, come on the Advent prayer line. And I'll tell you one thing, it's a blessing. Sis, never give up.
That's a song. She touch everybody.
That's a song.
I didn't even know you.
Amen.
Tamiko up in prayer also. I didn't even know you, Tamiko. She touched everybody. So lift her up. Lift her up. Amen.
All right, let's pray. Most gracious Father, we give you thanks and praise for the blessing that you send down from heaven, Father. We come in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Son of the living God, the only begotten of the Father. We lift up the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Have mercy on our souls, Father. Forgive us, Father, wherein we have sinned against thee, whether in word, deed, or action. Wherever we did not please you, Father, may you cover us with the robe of righteousness of Christ and your grace. Your grace, O Lord, the Bible says in Romans 5:20, where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Hallelujah. Thank you for that grace, Father, for I would not be here today were it not for your grace. Oh, thank you, Father. And as the song says, never give up. Jesus is calling. Oh, hallelujah. One day, that call will become reality when we are with our Savior in the heavens, in the heavenly kingdom. Father, we lift up Brother Rick and his wife. You know what they're going through. You know their life. You know what they have. Even Brother Rick is a blessing. I thank him for reaching out and calling me and praying for me and caring. So, Father, I ask today that you send him a blessing, Father, a special blessing, and help him with his family and his daughter Ashley. Lord, we lift her up. We ask for whatever your will be in their life, Father, that they will be a beacon of light where they are and continue to shine that light, that their light do not go out, Father, and that it will continue to shine right where they are. Lord, we thank you for Sister Carla. She's been a blessing as well. You know, Sister Carla, Lord, and I pray that you will strengthen her, bless her, keep her, and continue to walk with her, oh, Father, and anoint her from head to foot, Lord. Thank you for her servanthood, reaching out as a sister and keeping in touch, Father. Lord, we lift up our brother O'Neill another brother, Lord, that reaches out, and I pray for him and his family and his situation wherever he is, Lord. I pray that you will continue to use him in a mighty way and that you will strengthen him, Father, and bless him continuously, and that we all will enter into the kingdom when you come in glory. I thank you for Sister Leola for still leading out. I lift up also Sister Tamiko, her consistency in reaching out to brothers and sisters. Even though she may not get a reply back, she still reaches out. That is service. Lord, I thank you for these brothers and sisters of mine whom I have neglected, Father, and I ask for forgiveness, and I pray that they forgive me. And I pray that you will strengthen me more, that I can recover as you are healing me and taking me through a healing process from a broken heart, a broken spirit, Father. For it's not easy to have that trial that I went through recently in the last year or two. And I thank you for reaching out your arm to pull me out of that deep waters, Father, as you did Peter. So we pray for Advent Prayer Line, those who are on the line even now. I pray for them and their families, and that you will continue to shower them and bring them on, that they may hear the blessings. And I pray for the speaker, my brother, my beloved brother, Akeem, that you will continue and put your words in his mouth, that he may speak for you as an ambassador of heaven. Oh, Father, continue to bless his family. You know them all well. And as he ventures off into his new journey, Father, continue to bless the road that he walks and order his steps. And Sister Mama, oh my goodness, my brain is freezing. Hold on. Powell.
Mama Powell.
Lord have mercy. I had two different names on my thought. Thank you, Lord. Mama Powell, yes. I miss her so much, miss her daily. Continue to walk and bless and guide her and keep her and give her good strength, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. I knew who you were talking about. She's there in Jamaica right now in her service.
Oh.
She's doing all. Yes. Well,
praise
but thank
Lord.
You
praise
so
God.
Much for lifting up the prayers. And may God bless you and take care of you like I know he would. So thank you, Brother Bernard. And it's a blessing to hear from you. And I thank the Lord for Sister Tamiko. I asked, Sister Tamiko, you text some and I'm going to text some to bring them on the prayer line. But Sister Tamiko is good at her work, I tell you. Thank God for her.
Yes,
amen.
She is.
Thank you,
faithful,
Brother Bernard.
Faithful servant. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you,
amen.
My dear sister. God be
thank
with you.
You.
And I'm going to pray that you get the right car that God has for you, waiting for you.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Yes. And brothers and sisters, we want to thank you for being patient and just waiting for your turn. And if there's anyone else that likes to share, you can press 1. But if there's no one else, we're going to go to the next prayer. We're going to ask Sister Carla if she would mind. She's not on here. We're going to ask Brother O'Neill. We're going to ask Brother O'Neill if he wouldn't mind bringing a prayer for Brother Bernard, and offering a prayer for my sister Brenda, and also for Brother Bernard. You pray for Brother Bernard, and I see my daughter Nicole. You pray for Nicole, and you know, just offer the prayer for the rest of us. Amen, Brother O'Neill. Okay, if Brother O'Neill is not, okay, he may not be
I'm
available.
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
okay,
here. I'm
Brother O'Neill. Amen, amen.
Yeah,
well, you can offer, and then as you close out, Brother Akeem is going to be on. Just lift him up in prayer also. Amen?
No problem. Let us pray. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No other friend that is always near us, no, not one. Jesus know all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, We pause to acknowledge your goodness, your love, your grace, and your mercy. Lord, you always enjoy hearing from your people through the communication of prayer, Lord. Help us, Lord, to use that vehicle that you have given unto us so that we always can communicate with you. As I come, O Lord, I ask you to forgive me of anything, Lord, and to turn me from all unrighteousness. Father, I pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for my dear brother, Brother Bernard, truly a man that loves you, O God. And Father, you know what you have been through over the past 2 years, O Lord. Lord, but you have brought him through it. Thus far, Lord, you are healing him mentally and physically, O Lord, and also spiritually. Thank you for that, O Lord. We ask you, Lord, to continue. Hold his hand, Lord, and give him strength, Lord. And Father, as you have been through many trials, even from your youth, Lord, even your ministry, those whom among you, you came to show the oracle of God and the principle of the kingdom of heaven to you and reject those teachings. Help us, O Lord, to have that understanding, Lord, that you have been through all that we have been through, and you have set an example, and you have given us strength to overcome as you have overcome. Lord, I pray, Lord, Sister Brenda, O God, and our family, Lord, pray that you will cover under your blood, Lord. Continue to strengthen our Lord with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord. Brother John as well, O Lord. Father, you have blessed them so much, Lord. And they are learning as they learn, they share what they have learned with others. And it's truly a blessing. Pray for Sister Nicole as well, Lord, that you be with her, Lord, guardian and protector. Father, pray for each and everyone on the line, O Lord. We're all in need of prayer, Lord. We know that the darkest scene of earth history is about to come upon us, O Lord. The forces of evil are combining and consolidating their forces for the last conflict, O God. We know, Lord, as the servant of the Lord tell us, that great changes soon be come upon this earth, O God. And Father, as we see the WEF, the World Economic Forum, the system of the beast, O Lord, is fully being set up gradually, O Lord. The total control, Lord, the digital system that they are trying to set up to control every aspect. And many people think that these things are good, but these are the attacks of the enemy, Lord, to impoverish and cause war upon this earth, O God. Father, we pray, Lord, for a faith, Lord, that will be able to overcome every situation. Help us, O Lord, to have that faith, the debt before this honor, O God. Father, we pray for our brother in Christ, one that loves you, O God, and love to present your word to your people. Pastor Hakeem James, O Lord, pray for a special anointing upon him tonight, Lord. Anoint his lips, anoint his mind, Lord. Give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that as he share your words to your people, O God, they will be able to digest these things and able to have hope in thee. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what you are doing. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, and I'm gonna say another prayer because Brother Akeem is not here. Brother O'Neill, you done? You said amen, right?
Yeah, amen.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll close out and I'll say another prayer. O most righteous and holy Father, we come before you once again, Father, just thanking you for all the prayers that has been lifted up for each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, as we have missed one, if we miss one, Lord Father, maybe Brother Eli and his Sister Katie, and we can even lift up Brother Judy, Lord Father, Sister Power, Lord, so many, Father. I can't recall all names. And Lord, as we call upon you right now, Father, for your grace and your mercy, Lord, we ask that you please, Lord,
deliver, as Brother Eli asked, Father, to deliver Brother JaVale. Lord, he always asked for JaVale for prayer. Lord, help him. And Lord, help him to be able to love and show Brother Eli that Brother Eli has a love in his heart, and help him to have love, Father. So please bless them and let them get along with one another. And Father, we pray for his mother. Lord, we lift her up to you. We ask that you continue to bless her and keep her, Lord Father, as she continues to teach Brother Eli and helping him to pray, to study, and to do the work of God. And now, Father, we lift up this prayer line to you, Father, as we get into the Word of God. Let this word be in our heart and in our mind that we won't depart from you. Forgive us, Lord, from our sins, Lord, and help us to study this word, to seek you, and to pray, Father, and that we will become children of God, love the love of God. Oh, Father, lead and guide us tonight. Be with us, Father, as we listen to this word, and we lift up Brother Akeem to you, Lord, that he too, Lord Father, would bring this word with power, and Lord, that each and every one of us would understand what is given to us, because God said he blessed us with the word of God, and that we have to just take it up and move forward and make the steps, and then God would bless us. The rest, he would take charge. So thank you, Father, for all these blessings that you've given to us, even being on this prayer line. Lord, bless each and every one of my sisters and brothers. Help us, Lord, to love one another and to pray for one another. And even as Brother Bernard was on here, Lord, it was a blessing, Sister Tamika, been consistent texting him and telling them to get on. And now, Lord, he was here with us, fellowship with us tonight. So, Lord, we're asking you to continue to strengthen him and healing him, his shoulder, Father. Lord, you know his desires. So please lead and guide him and give him that wisdom that we all stand in need of. Father, thank you once again as Brother Akeem bring this message. Lord, give us wisdom and that we can use this and that we can become entrepreneurs and helping one another in work and to do things. So we thank you. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, Brother Akeem is here on the prayer line now, and we will open his line. Amen. 301-640, we are opening your line. Amen. Brother Akeem, your line is now open.
Amen.
Amen.
All
and
right.
Brothers
Amen.
And sisters, Brother Akeem is our speaker for the night. Amen, Brother Akeem.
All right. Amen. Amen. Well, as we go into our subject this evening, let's have a word of prayer as we begin. Father in heaven, I pray, O God, that as I going to the subject we'll cover this evening, that, Father, you would strengthen our hearts and minds and give us wisdom and understanding, Lord. I pray that you would inspire us, that we may go forth to do all that we can for your name's honor and glory, by your power, for your glory. This is what we pray and we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. So if you have your Bibles with you, we're going to go back, because this evening we're going to look at how practically we can truly become, in a sense, entrepreneurs within our time, that by God's grace we may be able to learn how to gather resources for the very purpose of furthering God's cause. As we look out into the world today, we're going to Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 16. As we look out into our world today, one of the things that we are seeing is that they actually mention that this generation has many times over more young millionaires than in generations before. It is very
powerful how people are becoming creative, and they actually have that name for them as creatives. Many people are learning how to make, how to bring in financial resources in order to accomplish what they want to do. Along with that, you have people who are learning how to make wealth, how to accumulate wealth, but it's not for noble ends, as inspiration tells us, to do. Then you have people who are, they're making wealth, they get to one level that they were pursuing, and they're making the resources from that, but at the same time, they don't know what to do. They're just continually pursuing money. And that's not what we're seeking to do here today. However, we must be practical as Christians to know that, hey, in order to live in this world, as Solomon says, money answereth all things. And I'll actually give you that text. This is found, actually, in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, specifically, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 19. I'll read the verse here for us. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. And so the understanding is that Solomon knew, and many of us have come to realize, that in order to live in our world, in this fallen world, monetary resources and resources in general are needed in order to execute different plans, in order to receive many of the things that we would like to have or that we need. And God understands that, and that's why he raised up people in Scripture who learned how to produce wealth by God's grace, of course. And the reason I mention all of these things is because many of these people, either they're using their wealth for the wrong things, either they're using their wealth for good things and the blessing of humanity. But friends, we have a work that we have been called to do, and God is calling us to use resources for the sake of that work, because that work is paramount above all the other purposes for which resources can be used. In that, the work that God is calling us to contribute to, the work that God is calling us to build up, is a work that will finish the work. There are many people today, friends, that are making a lot of money, but at the same time, they don't know what to do with it. But in the end of time, as we saw last week, money will be divided. Money will go, yes, money will go to Babylon, as we see in Revelation chapter 18. But money, as we saw in Isaiah chapter 60, will also go to God's people. The Gentiles will come in and bring their wealth specifically to a people that understand how to use wealth and know what work to use it for, because they have learned the principles of how to build resources for a godly cause. And so we're going to go through step one in that today. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 16. And this is a crucial principle that many have understood concerning the laws that Scripture has laid out within it. Now, the only problem is that while men have understood this text and taken it to its full end, at the same time, they are using what this text talks about for the wrong reasons. And what does it say? Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 16, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. This is one of the reasons why studying the book of Proverbs is so powerful. So the understanding is that each and every one of you has a gift, a thing that you can do that God. Many times in spirit of prophecy, it is described as a gift. Sometimes it is described as an ability that has been attained, an ability that each person has that has been developed, unique abilities at times that one person may have and that he or she has developed. And as a result, they can do that one thing so powerfully that if someone else were to come and do it, it would take them hours to accomplish. Whereas the person who has that gift and he does what he does or she does what she does, it takes them moments. It's that thing many times that a person can do and they're so good at it and they love it so much and they understand that they have an ability. They love it so much that friends, even if they didn't get any rewards for it immediately, they have no problem doing it. There are some people who are like this who they say, even if I never get recognized, if I never get rewarded for this thing that I'm so good at, I'm okay. I just love doing what I'm doing. And I could do it easily. And friends, if you can sit down, many of us in the hustle and bustle of life, we become so busy that we're running the rat race of life that we never take time to sit down and really examine our lives to see, okay, what is it that I love doing? What is it that I'm passionate about? What is it that I'm good at? And then building up that very thing, here it is, specifically for God's cause, right? So, and I'm not saying that that thing will not be used in the secular arena. I'm not saying that all people must only be within the sphere of the church. The Jewish nation, Desire of Ages actually tells us that God had his people teach their children a trade, that as they used it in secular business, or whether it be they were priests and they were going to use it for religious purposes, whether religious or secular, that they would then, because if a person has a business, forms a business around a trade, around a gift that they have, right? That very business that they're forming, they may not, it may be a business that's totally for people who are within the secular realm, people who may need certain physical resources, and they have a product that they're offering. And they say, okay, I can get that product. You're not necessarily in the church at that moment, right? But the resources you get for selling that product will then be used, yes, to take care of you and your family, for sure, to take care of those closest to you. But then the next thing that you're thinking, even above your family and those other things, and notice I said family because there are, the reason I mentioned that is because there are people who want to do God's work, but yet they want to do God's work at the neglect of taking care of their wife and children, or taking care, let me say it this way, of taking care of their family, because it can either be a man or a woman. But many times, they're so into the work of God, which we should be, but they're imbalanced. Hence, Paul says, the man who seems to be religious but yet can't provide for his own home is an infidel. And that's the word that Paul uses, because he's showing that there must be a balance. But right after, yes, we take care of our family, we meet the needs that are present within our families, the next thing we are thinking about taking the resources that we have and putting it to, that we have made from using our gifts or the trades that we have, is what? Is God's cause. This is why over the past few months I've been going through with us the systematic cause that God has for us in the city and in the country. Why? Because that work needs to be done, but many times God's people lack the resources to do that work. They want to do the work in the city and the country. They want to build sanitariums, institutions of learning. They want to build health food stores in the city and hygienic restaurants in the city, build up churches. But all of that, friends, takes money. And so this is why God is calling his people to use their abilities, their talents, their gifts, to then take the money they get from using those gifts and making a business from it, and then putting it to, yes, taking care of their families, but the very next thing that is on their minds is the very cause, the very work of God. How can I put it into the church? How can I put it into ministries in the church after I've given my tithe and offering? How can I then take a portion of that money now and give it to people who are already doing sanitariums, to people who are doing hygienic restaurants, or to start off my own hygienic restaurant or health food store in the city, or to start off a sanitarium, to buy a house in the country and then change that thing into a sanitarium?
You have to have money to do that. And so the first principle that we must know is, have you taken time to examine what you are powerfully good at, what you are passionate about, and what you are powerfully, amazingly, on another level, good at? And every one of us has that, friends. Every one of us has an ability that God has given us, but we have not truly taken time to look at it and realize, well, I'm really good at this. God has given me an ability in this situation, and I need to use it. I need to produce things with this, right? Now, I'm going to give you an example of myself, right? So this is my story that I'll give you to give an illustration of this. And then you're using that gift, by the way, to build products and resources. The reason I say this is because as you go to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and you go down to verse 26, it actually tells us there, we know this text. It says in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion. That's one of the aspects of being made in the likeness of God, to rule over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. That's land, sea, and air, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now look at the work that God gives mankind. Now it is true, the first work that God gave Adam when he made him was to tend a garden. Eve, when she was made, she was to unite with Adam in that work. So when they were both made on the sixth day, they were given a twofold work. One is, yes, to tend the garden of Eden. But the next work, we see a dual principle in what I'm about to say here. The next work is listed in verse 28. This is powerful. It says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, here's their work. It's not just to be gardeners. But in order for the Garden of Eden to spread, the concept that was shown in Eden to spread to the entire world, something had to happen. Hence the next work of Adam and Eve. Be fruitful, that is, yes, have children, and multiply. So don't only have one child. Continue to have children until there's multiplication of that situation and until the earth is replenished with children. Replenish means to fill. And until the earth is dominated by those children. Hence it says, and subdue it. That means to rule over it, to dominate, right? And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. There we have sea, air, and land again. Now notice that call. In order for the entire Garden of Eden to spread all over the face of the world, that concept that was laid down in Eden to spread everywhere, Adam and Eve would have to have children, train them up in the same way in an unfallen world that what would happen as their children spread throughout the earth itself would become tended. The earth itself would become taken care of, trimmed, to the point that it will look like Eden itself. That was God's ultimate desire, friends. The very thing that we will experience in the new earth would have been experienced had the earth not fallen. That was God's design, that the whole world would be filled with men and women reflecting the very image of God, so the image of God will be worldwide, and the concept that had begun in Eden would spread throughout the entire world. Now, you remember I said this verse 28 has a dual application. That was one application. But there is another application in the context of a fallen world. This, what is shown in verse 28, God is showing us that this is the work that is still applicable to mankind. It is a work of being fruitful. That is to produce. It is the work of multiplying. That is to multiply that which has been produced. It is the work of replenishing. That is to fill, in other words, to widen your influence to widen the influence of that which has been produced. And then lastly, subdue it. That means that in the area in which you find yourself, to dominate in that area. And what I mean by dominate is not competition, but it is to become the best that you can be in that area. That's what happened to Daniel, friends, and Joseph. That's why they stick out so much in Scripture. Because these men, regardless of the crucibles that they faced, from Daniel, from Joseph being taken from his family, his brothers selling him into slavery, going through the situation at Potiphar's house. But you realize when Joseph got to Potiphar's house, his work ethic was so powerful. He was so industrious as a slave that, friends, he became second in command even in Potiphar's house. But even going through that, notice what happens. So here's what we're going to see, the consistency here. Joseph is then falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. Where is Joseph then taken? He's taken to prison. In the prison, Joseph comes to the point where he's the person in command. Do you see that? So regardless of whatever crucible he went through, Joseph was always leading. He was always the best in the area in which he found himself, because every ability that that man had, he used it for God's glory, to the point that Potiphar even realized, as the Bible tells us, that he was being blessed because of Joseph's presence. Do you see that? So Joseph went there. He was fruitful. His fruit continued to spread to the point that Potiphar was realizing the reason he was experiencing prosperity was because Joseph was there. It was to the point that Joseph's influence, because of the usage of his abilities, leadership, organization, all of these things, because it began to spread so powerfully, Potiphar said, all right, I'm putting you in charge. I'm not even going to be here. Now, friends, when he went into the prison, same thing. It, regardless of what circumstances he faced, he was always at the top. That's deep, because many times, as Christians, many times I even thought that in light of the circumstances that a person faces, that means that, you know what, they'll just have to go down and they'll stay down. They'll stay at the lowest point. In other words, our circumstances determine our possibilities. But for Joseph, it wasn't that case. That wasn't the case. Joseph, wherever he was always leading. Now check this out. Next place, he goes before the Pharaoh, interprets the dream, tells what's coming, and what happens to Joseph? Friends, he's taken to another level. He's still second in command, but now over all Egypt. Second in command in Potiphar's house, in command in the prison, second in command over Egypt. Same thing happens to Daniel. Daniel was a prince in Judah, one of the princes that Nebuchadnezzar had taken, put among his wise men. And because of Daniel's fidelity and the usage of his abilities, his faithfulness to God and the usage of his abilities, every moment you found Daniel, he was always second in command, even in a pagan culture. That's powerful, because many Present Truth Seventh-day Adventists wouldn't even be able to survive in a secular culture. It will be too hard for them. It will be too hard, let me say, for us. It will be hard because our Christianity many times, friends, is not balanced. But Daniel's Christianity was so balanced that even in a pagan culture, he was always second in command. Second in command, check this out, in Babylon, right under Nebuchadnezzar. His friends, similar. But when his friends died out and he was taken over, now there was a switch to the Medo-Persian Empire. Daniel was still second in command. It came to a point where in Daniel 6 we read that Daniel was among a few others elect that were under the Medo-Persian king. And what happened? It came to a point that that king said, you know what? The Bible tells us in the book of Daniel chapter 6 that the king was now thinking to make Daniel head over everybody right under him. So regardless of the situation in which Daniel found himself, his abilities, his gifts, his fidelity was so developed, no circumstance can turn him away from continual development. No crucible could destroy him. It was so much so that regardless of where he found himself, he always subdued the place. In other words, he dominated in that area. Same with Joseph. Same with many of the greats in Scripture. Now, I'm going to give you an example of how, to a sense, this is built. So one day I sat down. So this had gone by for a number of years, right? Gone by for a number of years. I came into the Seventh-day Adventist movement. Now, before the Seventh-day Adventist church, I was a non-denominational Pentecostal. Our church had Pentecostal-style worship, but we were non-denominational. We didn't call ourselves Pentecostal. And friends, during that time, friends, I had a major stuttering problem. I hated history. I hated reading. I hated anything with anything to do with a book, any book assignments I had at school. Friends, I would cheat on that stuff. Nowadays, teachers allow for skimming and things like that. Back in that time, it wasn't the case. And friends, I hated reading. And hence, my vocabulary was despicable. Despicable because not only was I stuttering a lot, but friends, the words that I did know and speak, quote-unquote, intelligently, was actually curse words. And so it was a very bad situation. Then I came into the movement, and when I started coming into the movement, due to my best friend witnessing to me, God began to show me, you need to read. And he gave me a passion for reading the word because I didn't have it. One day I asked him, I said, Lord, I know that this is the only way that I can be saved if I have a love for this book, a love for your instructions. And so God showed me, God said to me, just ask me. I remember hearing Doug Batchelor actually mentioned that one time in his sermon. He says, if you don't have a passion for reading the Bible, ask God to give you a passion for reading and studying it. And so I came to God honestly and I said, God, you know I don't have a passion for reading this book. I don't have a passion for reading at all. Give me a passion for the study and the reading of your word. And God not only gave me a passion for that, friends, but he gave me a passion for the word and the study of history. Now, once I began to study that, God then began to convict me as I was reading books. Like one of the first books I read was three major books, Steps to Christ, Early Writings, and apart from the Bible, Steps to Christ, Early Writings, and The Great Controversy. As I started reading these books, God, the Holy Spirit, and now looking back, I realized how much it was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit began to say to me, read it out loud. And when you read, read slowly. The words that you do not know how to pronounce, go to Google, type it in, and press the button to hear the pronunciation of the words so that you will know how to speak it. You will know how to say the word itself. And so I said, okay. So not even that I said, okay. I didn't realize the Holy Spirit was even leading me at that moment, but I started reading out loud. Now, friends, as the years went by, I began to speak better and better and better. And it came to the point, friends, that finally, probably 2 years back, the Lord said to me, all right, after learning this concept of gifts, and we're going to see this more next week, God showed me, I sat down one day and I said, Lord, Proverbs 18 says that through the gifts that you give men, you can enable them to have influence. Lord, I want to have influence for your cause. I want to have influence for the sake of the church, for your cause and for the work that you gave this church. Widen my influence. And friends, I sat down one day, and as I sat down, the Lord said, the Lord helped me to realize, Akeem, you know what your gift is already. I've been helping you develop it since the time you came into the movement. It's very clear. You know what it is. And I said, Lord, I know. It's my ability to speak. because I took the time to study, to pronunciate the words that I was saying, and now I knew how to speak in such a way. And friends, you will hear people tell you about your gift. It's not to become proud. No, friends, it is to be humble, but at the same time, don't think that to be humble means you don't recognize the Spirit's voice speaking to you through another. Because I would hear people many times saying to me, Akeem, the way that you broke down this complicated principle that I was trying to understand from the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy helped it to click for me. But friends, people would tell me that and it would pass over my head. All I would say was this, oh man, praise God, praise God. And friends, I still say that to this day. But God was showing me also through that, Akeem, people are recognizing the gift that you have, but you don't recognize it. And so you're just doing these things, but you're not learning how to take these gifts now. And here's the key, friends, and monetize the gift. To take the passion and monetize the passion so resources can come in for you, for your family, and for the work. Friends, the main goal, the Spirit to help us to recognize the gift and to acknowledge, whoa, I'm good at this. People realize that I'm good at this. Lord, in humility now, I ask you to help me now to monetize this gift so that now I can be a blessing to my family, that I could take care of myself, and that also I can add to the very cause that you have called us to do. Because friends, this is the ultimate reason. It's so that we can give to a work that would finish the work. But there is an individual part that each and every one of us must play. And that part that we're covering right now is the part of personal labor. Now, many of you right now, you may have, for sure, you're doing jobs. You're doing stuff, some of you, doing stuff you don't like to do. But you know in your mind there are dreams and passions that you have. Friends, many times, what we must do is we must filter those dreams and passions through the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy, right? The reason I say this is because many times God has placed that dream and passion there for a purpose, for it to be used. He's given us talents in order to bring these dreams and passions into reality. And that's one part of being made in the image. God is able to think, and then he is able to bring into reality that which he has been thinking about. It is the same with every intelligent being within the universe, from unfallen worlds to humanity. God making us in his image has given us the ability, as the Spirit of Prophecy says, to think and do, to think about something, to dream of it, to have a passion for it, and to bring it out into reality. So the first part I say today, the first part of this entrepreneurial work that God is calling us back to, that he did also with the Jews of old, is to sit down and ask yourself, what am I good at? What am I good at? What can I do? What is something that I do that when it comes for many other people, it's hard for them to do it? But for some reason, it comes easily to me. For me, I'm given, now as I lay this out over the next few weeks, I'm going to show you how I'm working through it so that you can see a practical example. So the first thing I told you this evening was I realized, as it concerns myself, God had given me an ability to speak. That was my gift. And now he says, now God then said, you must take that ability and begin, you're fruitful with it, you're speaking in different places, you're putting things out there for people to learn about me, But now it is time to produce with that gift. It is time to monetize the gift, not for the sake of glory, but for the sake of taking care of yourself, your family, and to add, to put into the cause of God. So friends, sit down this week. Take time, because many of you friends, you're doing things that you may not want to do. The work is not to leave those things immediately. You may have to continue doing those things for a year or so. The length of time that you may have to continue doing that thing, if you enjoy what you're doing, praise God, continue. But there are some of you who are not wanting to do what you're doing. The way that you, the speed at which you get out of that thing is the speed at which you can take the hours or the free time that you have apart from that thing. Friends, for some of us, it may be just an hour per day. Some of us, we may have more or less. But no matter how much the time is, begin taking that free time that you have, and every one of us has it. We can make it. Just like people say, I don't have time to read the Bible, Akeem. Well, friends, a person who says that doesn't have time for salvation. God is saying to us, you do have time if you make it. And we always find a way to make time for what is priority to us. Therefore, my push, my challenge for you this week and the upcoming weeks is to take time to sit down, come away from everyone, whether it be your spouse, whether it be your job, whatever it may be, set aside a portion of time where no one can disturb you. And spend time, a portion of that time, depending on how much time it is for you, where you ask God, Lord, help me to see what my gifts are. And then the next thing to do is, once you've acknowledged what that gift is that the Lord has given you, the next thing is to ask yourself, how can I bring in resources through the usage of this gift? Next week, I'm going to show you 4 to 5 ways that God is helping me to take my ability of speaking, the talent that I have of speaking, and I don't say that in any proud way, friends, because it is a very fearful, a very nervous, I'm sometimes nervous until I finally open my mouth in speaking. Every time I get up each Sabbath to speak to the people, It is a hard work at first, right? Because you don't know how, many times it's hard, even though you have everything laid out, it's hard to start. But friends, once I begin, all friends, you realize how much God is using you. And so God began to show me, all right, now it's time to take this ability, this talent, according to Matthew 25, the talents. And now use the talents, and here's the powerful thing. As you use the talents, the abilities that God has given to you, here's what begins to happen. The talents are then multiplied. The talents are then multiplied. You begin to learn other abilities that you didn't even think you could learn. Things that you never thought you would use, you begin to use it and apply it. So take time. If you're at the stage where you don't know, take that free time that you have each day and ask the Lord, Lord, show me what my abilities are. Help me to go back in the past in my mind and think about the things that people have realized that I'm good at, or things that I myself have seen that I'm good at. If you're already at the point of realizing what your gift is, then ask the Lord and say, okay, Lord, how can I monetize this gift for the sake of doing 3 things? Taking care of myself, my family, to the point where we're not in survival mode anymore. Because many of us are in survival mode. We're just living from paycheck to paycheck, from bill to bill. At the end of the month, by the time the month is over and the new month begins, all of the money we've made is gone. It's like we're holding bags with holes. But God wants us, as inspiration says, if many of us knew how to operate financially, friend, she says, many of us would be able to live, get this, more comfortably. To not just survive, but to thrive. And then lastly, to have resources, not just for myself and my family, but also to put it towards the cause of God so that that work can be multiplied worldwide. Many of the ministries in our world today, friends, the reason they're suffering is because the sanitariums that are there, the movements that are there, the hygienic restaurants that are there, some of them are struggling because they themselves don't know how to monetize their gift. And also the people of God, they have had a wrong relationship and view of money. Whenever you talk about money, they begin to hate it. They're thinking you're trying to be some prosperity guy, but no, friends. We need it in order to accomplish this work. And so next week, I'm going to show you 4 to 5 things that I have done, and I am doing right now that is helping me through the usage of my gift to bring in resources, and it's beautiful. As you begin to use those avenues, as you begin to do what you can do, all of a sudden, out of the blue, you're making resources, and then people begin to contribute to the work, and resources begin to come out of nowhere as you are learning how to make resources for yourself. And so don't miss next week. We're going to cover those 4, and I'll show you. It's going to shock some of you. Because some of you are going to be like, what? Akeem, you're doing this? This is very interesting. But friends, you don't want to miss it. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I pray that you'll be with us throughout this night and give us a good night's rest, Lord. Sorry for going over time. But Lord, be with us and help us to make the time to really think about what abilities do I have. What abilities can I monetize to take me from where I'm at to where I want to be? In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Akeem, for this message. I'm sure my brothers and sisters loved it, and I'm sure they've been blessed. And we can't wait to hear the rest. And we're just going to close and let our brothers and sisters get some rest. And I'm going to play this song, but we just want to thank you for bringing this to us. And we just can't wait for the next one. And I've learned a lot, and by God's grace, I'm going to have to start taking and sitting down with this and talk to the Lord. And I know my brothers and sisters will do the same. So we just want to thank you, brothers and sisters, and may God bless you, and just try it. That's all we can do. The Bible said try and see whether God is true to his word. He said he will bless you. So we're going to try this, Brother Akeem, by God's grace. And we just thank you. Thank you again. So God bless my brothers and sisters. Yeah. And we're going to play this song. And you all have a good and a happy night. Okay? Amen.